about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
As they say, spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We could let the audience clap. Why you had to cut them off so early? They have things. They want to show their appreciation for this award-deserving show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am he. I am the guy known as Spike on the Mic. In case you forgot, because we hadn't been here in a while. We hadn't been here too much of 2017. Our last show was in 2016. It was our Christmas show, our holiday. It was a phenomenal show. There was great ratings. There was great feedback. Even though it was Sweeps Week, we got good reviews. But as always, you guys know I can't do this alone. I will not do this alone. But before I tell you who I'm with, I must say that you are here listening to the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here at our Palacios Studios at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers. We have studio audience room available. You can always come in and sit with us and watch behind the curtain and see how the magic is made. As I said, this is going to be a phenomenal award-deserving show. So let me introduce the crew. Straight in my peripheral vision, directly in my peripheral vision, is the man you've come to know and love as Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I am sticking like, hey, Cheryl Carnegie in the chat room, how are you tonight?
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Yes, we do.
Last week, we did a replay of one of the best of Spike on the Mic Show. And as I was perusing through the internets, I saw that there was one person was listening, looking, and watching, and they were constantly talking about one Dr. Captain Clark. The name escapes me. What's the name again?
Her name's Cheryl Carnegie.
Cheryl Carnegie. She says she just wants to chop you up and eat you like a biscuit.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. Take a biscuit.
Well, I'll be a biscuit. I'll be your biscuit, Cheryl.
To the right of your peripheral vision is the man who's putting all the sound through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm still stuck on this show.
like, those were actual unscripted laughs.
Oh, yeah. It's
hilarious.
They sounded so made up. Well, BWS, yes. Right in your peripheral vision,
yes,
is the reason we're here.
Oh, is that the reason?
This is the only reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here because
we can eliminate that then.
We're here because the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Well, I guess I'm sticking okay too, Spike.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
This is definitely some fake laughing.
No.
It can't.
No,
y'all can't.
Sincere.
Y'all can't be true about that.
That was the funniest thing I've heard all day.
That was very funny.
All right. Well, now the show is about to get real.
All right.
We are going in a more professional direction.
Oh.
We are going to take it to another level, a higher standard, as they like to say on the internets and on the web pages. The next sound you hear is going to be
a different show.
Good night, everybody. Yeah.
The next sound you hear, and it's going to take us to another level. It's going to be the lovely, the talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guest that just won't go away.
No.
Actually, I was on the last live show.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, you know
so
what?
This is two in a row for me.
So now you're a regular.
I am.
You know what this qualifies you for?
A paycheck?
Is you're now in line to get paid, right?
Yeah.
You have you have moved to the threshold of where to get paid.
What was that word going to be before you changed it to move? What was that? What were you going for?
I was trying to say.
Crossed over into the dark side.
Yeah, I was going to say crossed it.
Crossed it.
Okay.
That might not be.
No, I think that's correct.
Because you guys speak Spike, right?
Yep.
Y'all understand where we're going.
We got that much.
All right, so now we're going to. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever wondered how I roll. This is how I roll. The next sound you hear is going to be I don't know how to say this.
Royalty.
Royalty is accurate. Really.
We're honored.
Yeah. We went into our, what's it called when you have money? Our account. We went to our funds, and we got to pay Billy.
Wow. Now that you said she's a regular.
Yeah, not dumb.
Is that going to take out of my paycheck?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. No, because we have things that we have more money coming in now.
It's a win-win situation.
It's a win-win situation because with this opportunity, we have a chance to hear now from the divine, the delightful Dr. Princess Brown. Dr. Princess Brown, welcome to the show, and how you sticking?
Well, this is my first time here, so we'll see how much I stick to this show.
Yeah, that was awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, the sounds you hear
is... So in other words, she's leaving.
she is out.
Smart enough to know.
Yeah. She is out the door. And you guys hate me when I do this, but I have to do it. I know I forgot to sign on somewhere because I'm having trouble looking at the chat line. Normally, I could see the chat line as it comes through, but this is a little small chat line, so I'm going to try something else. But that's what I'm doing, you guys.
Yeah, why would anybody listening to the show want to know that?
In case they see that I'm off kilter.
They can't see you.
But they can't tell that something is amiss?
Well, if you keep telling them about it, yes.
Oh.
Can I just say in advance that I applaud the fact you're advertising the chat room and not the phone calls? That's a good decision on your part.
Well, now that you speak of that.
Oh, man.
Now that you speak of that. Ladies and gentlemen, you can always participate on the show. You can always give us a call at 813. I should know the number, right? 813-699-3900.
Or not.
I like the phone call.
No.
Yes,
the phone calls are terrible. Yeah.
It's a caller-driven show.
Yeah, right.
It's so not.
Yes, right. when they breathe.
They
hang up and not say anything.
Or they flush
awesome.
The toilet. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Brown, Princess, what'd you say?
Oh, doesn't someone like call in with dots or Morse
code? The beeper stopped calling.
Yes. Yeah, the beeper used to call in, and we used to have to conversate, talk to her through Morse code.
Yeah. Morris, yeah.
Morris,
yeah. Yes. Morris Day in the Code.
YNN.
Yeah, but like I said, you guys can play. Give us a call at 813-699-3900, or you can chat with us on RadioSaintPete.com.
That's a better idea.
Well, on SpikeOnTheMic.com. Listen live, there's a place to chat right there. On SpikeOnTheMic.com.
Did you know that, Spike?
I'm chatting with Meatball Mark and SpongeBob right now as we speak.
Wow. Meatball Mark?
All right, y'all talk about yourselves. I got to go see what Billy's...
No,
you don't have
just
to.
Go to your own
website.
I am looking at your website.
Right. This is not my first rodeo, guys.
It is your first.
Yeah.
I've done that. That takes me here.
Right, and then scroll down beneath the little Radio St. Pete thing. Look, it's the chat room.
Okay, I'm missing something because.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are. Yes. You are.
Flash?
Yeah.
Oh, my head's all full of stuffing. Yeah. No.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we do here, we sit around here and we talk about things in the
future.
That's what I was looking to get to. Yeah, really. Things in the
future.
And things in the
future.
All right, present.
There are three things we usually talk about.
Future.
There's things in the past, the present, and the future. All right, I'm on the chat line. I can see you guys. We want to say a big hello. How you
goodness.
Doing? How
He's
you
on
doing?
The chat line.
So.
To Meatball Mark?
Meatball Mark.
And SpongeBob?
Yes.
I wish I was in the chat room and not here right now.
Do you realize your mic is on?
I know. I'm hoping Cheryl Carnegie comes over and rescues me in a van or something. So
this must be old tweet because Cheryl.
You know, in the old days on the radio when they wanted to sound like they were on the radio.
Yeah.
They would do this. They would talk now into the.
I don't have a cup.
Into the beer mug.
Yes.
Let me answer Meatball Mark's answer. This is a long opening. This is one of the longest openings.
Opening's over.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the show now.
You've introduced everybody. Look, there's no more people.
Yep.
It's not that, but because we want to thank our sponsors for being here.
Oh, my word, really?
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And our newest affiliate, RadioSaintPete.com. local internet radio for St. Pete and the world. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, RadioSt.Pete.com.
All right. Question.
Question.
Yeah.
Answer on.
The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity event that sponsors the show.
Yeah.
So how much resources are we diverting from charity by them putting on
We
this
are
show?
The charity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
We are the charity.
Okay. Yeah. So proceed.
Was your question answered?
Yes, it was.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. So without further ado.
You already said that.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we also have Billy here on the show.
That's said that. Right. Yeah. He said that.
Okay. All right. So we're ready
It's time for topic change of music.
All right.
In honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Day, I think a really racist accent would be appropriate for topic change in music.
Speaking of...
Wow.
Of...
What happened?
I guess it doesn't go with racist. So the topic of the day, I like to call this...
Okay.
Due to crime, you offline.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
Due to crime...
Sounds interesting.
You offline. And this should really...
How do you put somebody offline?
This bodes well with you millenniums, and you. This definitely will roll with you, Voice of Reason.
Oh.
Because you have a flip phone.
Millenniums? Is that me?
Yes.
Okay.
And Billy, you're a delennium.
You're a millennial.
You're probably more technologically.
She's probably X-rated.
What? X-rated?
Yeah. What?
Probably Gen X.
Oh, that's what you meant to say.
That's
what you pretended
to. That's closer to
the
truth.
Yeah, really. All right, so there is this guy known as the chief superintendent of police. No, he's not.
His name?
No, his name is Gavin Thomas. Gavin Thomas. He is the chief police. He is the chief superintendent, principal of the Police Superintendent Association.
Wait, what?
That's quite a title.
Long title that I messed up.
Is he a law enforcement officer?
He's
the chief superintendent of the superintendent's office? Is that what you said?
He is the Police Superintendent Association chief superintendent. Okay, hold on. His title is not the most important part.
No.
That's not the important part.
All right, we'll call him the super.
Yeah, let's just call him Gavin.
All right.
Yeah.
He's the vice president of the Police Superintendents Association.
Yes.
Oh.
That's see, my translation.
He's the vice.
I understand.
Billy speaks Spike. You speak Spike.
I understand it more than I can speak it, but I can translate it quite nicely.
Kind of like
not
taking
the president.
Prayer, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
He's just the vice president?
He's just the vice president.
Okay.
What the audience can't see is she has a black box, and it's a Spike translator.
Hold on. Princess Brown, do you speak Spike?
She speaks it way better than me because I stopped listening.
Oh, yeah.
Many years ago.
That's a good idea.
Welcome back.
That's a good idea.
Hold on a second.
I'm going to start doing that.
Don't encourage
that. No, you have to listen very closely.
Okay, so anyway, this guy is trying to propose a legislation or a rule. What he wants to do is for teenagers and people who are on the internet, when they hack into a system or something, he wants somebody to invent something called like electronic jammers that they have to wear on their wrists and their ankles, so that let's say you've done the crime, you hacked in somebody's system.
Right.
Well, then for the next X amount of years, you have to wear this bracelet or this armband that nullifies you from being able to get on the internet.
It disables all your stuff.
It jams all your Wi-Fi for you.
Nice.
Now, the question to the shipping containers, the riffraff in the shipping containers.
Yeah.
Is this a step on the thing called freedom of speech?
Yes.
Next topic.
All right.
No.
Here we go.
No. Please expound.
I would say no.
You say no?
Mm-hmm.
You got to expound.
All right. That's good.
The next topic.
We got a yes and a no.
We got a no, yes.
How does this even work?
Yeah. You're convicted of hacking, and you're no longer allowed to use the internet.
So it's a magic box that somehow makes the internet not work.
Technically, how does it work?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
I was thinking legally.
No, Wi-Fi. Procedurally, I had it down.
Okay.
It's a Wi-Fi jammer.
Okay, aren't there ways around that? Like not using Wi-Fi?
Yeah, ask somebody else to do it for them?
Yeah, or you have a computer that plugs in with a cable.
Are you willing to risk prison time for this?
Okay, first of all, I'm not, guilty of any crimes. So it's not me, personally.
Would that person be willing to risk?
I question the viability of any law where I don't understand how it's possible to enforce.
He is suggesting that the use of technology.
Yeah, first of all, he says he wants somebody to invent it. That's a bad sign.
Yeah, that is.
Why not? That's a good thing.
Someone should invent something that does what I want.
Well, they can do that. I'm assuming that they can do that. They can do anything.
Okay, then I got some ideas.
You know them. They can do all kinds of
things. Oh, absolutely. So if a convicted criminal, should they be fitted with electronic jammers on their wrists and ankles to block them, their Wi-Fi signals, for the period of time while they're serving their suspension?
So is this like instead of them going to jail or doing other types of traditional?
Whatever happened to jail?
Yeah.
The juvenile system, system is full right now.
Oh, it's for
it is.
Well, actually, he just said, full of hackers.
Full of hackers.
He says, let's say if you got a 16-year-old who hacked into your account and stole your identity as part of community sentencing, that dude or woman should be able to wear should wear some kind of wind jammer to deny them access to the internet for the period of time that they're in conjunction. Now,
a windbreaker? They should get a sporty windbreaker?
Wind jammer. So my question to the riffraff in the shipping container.
Yeah.
And let's go around the room because.
Sure.
And I need your explanation.
Okay.
Is this unconstitutional or not?
I would like somebody to invent a pair of pants that any time I reached into the pocket, the exact amount of money I needed would come out.
That's a good idea.
Wouldn't they that can be do good? That? Yeah.
Okay. Let's transition to that.
Yeah. They've done that.
Let's work on that instead.
The topic is called Offline.
It's called a credit card. They've already done that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought this was about things that you want invented.
Yeah.
No.
No? That's how I took it. I took Princess Brown's advice and I stopped listening.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm listening, Spike.
So, Billy, I'm skipping you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. What's your question?
I thought that was your answer.
No,
yeah, really.
I was saying yes. You're speaking to me. What can I do?
Good
for you?
Answer.
Is this unconstitutional?
It doesn't actually matter because the laws and the person that you're speaking of are not in the United States.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Uh-oh. I did a Princess Brown. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Where did this take place?
So the guy
in America.
Where?
No, it's not in America.
Yeah,
they moved it.
The guy that he's talking about is part of the Superintendents Association of the UK.
Oh, they don't. They're not under the Constitution.
They don't have Constitution
sorry.
In the
UK. So yeah,
I'm getting technical.
Nice.
So I'm confused. So okay, how about this? Let's change it.
The Constitution doesn't apply anywhere except for the United States.
Let's change the Constitution.
Yeah, let's change it. This is about what you'd like invented.
Yeah, no. Let's change it.
I like the
idea. Is this a good idea?
I would like
the idea, and I think it's a punishment. If you've done a crime, then you don't have rights. So
No, if you do the crime, you're offline.
Right, and that's okay.
I would like something that functions like the opposite of a microwave that cools things off in a hurry.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
That's called time. You know, you take a pizza out of the oven and you put it on the counter. I've invented that.
But not in a hurry. You missed it. He said in a hurry.
Come home with like a room temperature six-pack of beer.
Right.
Put it in there for 30 seconds.
Boom.
Ding.
Cold beer.
Now you have an ice cold beer.
Right, y'all. Yeah. Okay, let's get back here. Voice of reason.
Keep the perp offline. They say it is sublime to let the punishment meet the crime. The punishment fit the crime.
He was waiting for me to call him, wasn't he? He was so waiting for me to call him.
No, I think it's great. The punishment should fit the crime. And if for someone who abuses the internet, to have the internet taken away?
Yes.
You wrote a song about it?
No, that's from the Mikado.
Oh.
I didn't write it.
All right, Princess Brown.
Seeing as how I've had to be forced to take constitutional law, I have lots of feelings about this, but I think that what we're trying to do is deter people from engaging in criminal activity, and by sending them to jail.
Wi-Fi jail. I'm sorry. You're
saying. Yeah. Sending them to jails, you're not only preventing them from being able to commit these crimes, but also making them feel the bad stuff that happens when you commit crimes. Not just, I get to live my life without Wi-Fi for a while.
Oh, now I'm in chains and they're whipping me.
Right. That's know, whatever better. It is you have to do. They have hacker friends. You know, it's not you get one, you jam his Wi-Fi, he's just going to, you know, send a letter or however.
They're going to hack those bracelets.
And yes, that's right.
Find the way around it. Exactly. Yeah. Send them to the slammer.
Oh, send them to, okay, so now, to bring this home.
Oh.
Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Princess Brown, how long can you go without being on your phone?
Oh, gosh. The time that it takes me to fall asleep and then wake up in the morning.
Just that time?
Just that time.
Just that time. All right, so
it's
Princess
even
Brown?
It's shorter time for me. I feel like sometimes I wake up.
You look at the phone. You look at the
fast-moving world.
You know something happened.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, isn't this a terrible punishment if you guys cannot get on the internet?
I don't know. I'm not a hacker.
Yeah, me neither.
I know, but you're
not
a hacker.
Why do you think that this entire show is staffed with hackers tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah.
I think it would hurt a hacker even more than them.
Are you having trouble with your computer?
Have you been hacked?
I couldn't get on the
They love challenges.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't get on the
They're just going to consider it a challenge and let's figure out a way to get
Yeah, it sounds like a fun game. While we're talking about technology, I would like to point out for the benefit of the studio or the audience at home that there's a tablet here as part of our technical gadgets at our disposal that is being used to tell Spike how much time is left in the show.
Right.
It's a tablet that probably has enough technology in it to launch a space vehicle.
Right. But it's only used.
But it's working like a clock.
It's only current use right now is to tell Spike how much time is left.
It's on a tripod and
it's
everything.
It's only facing Spike, so only Spike,
so only
can,
Spike
see
can see. And it says, time remaining until show is over.
Yes.
As opposed to, I don't know, a watch?
Or the clock on the
computer? Or the clock on the computer?
It's because Spike said, you know what I'd like invented?
Yeah. A device that tells me how much time is left in the show.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
Okay, see?
Yeah,
insert like said, ta-da
I'm just,
here.
I'm just illustrating
ta-da!
For the sake of the audience.
Insert ta-da. All right,
so jail time.
That's
the only thing that's going to work.
That's
no,
right.
No, actually, I think taking the internet away from a cyber criminal is
brilliant.
Probably worse punishment than jail to a cyber criminal.
Yeah, I think it would be, but how do you do it?
Put them in jail and then take a, you know, there's no.
If the internet is outlawed, only outlaws will have the internet.
That's right.
Not these.
Ooh, okay. All right. I know what I think it is.
That's deep.
I think it's topic changing time.
Oh, I knew it.
Once again, it's time to change the topics with a bad accent that is poorly rendered.
Serious.
Well timed, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It is right here.
It's supposed to be racist. It sounds like Southern Santa Claus.
It is.
It is. It's mostly Southern Santa Claus. There's some Kentucky Colonel in there.
There's nothing more racist than a Southern Santa
Claus. Yeah, that reminded me a lot of your Kentucky Colonel.
Yeah, the line is really blurred on
that
one. So. I didn't say it was good.
Yeah. Well, so
I'd like the biscuits.
Yeah.
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 Kentucky. All right. Well, this also applies more to the XY chromosomes on the show.
Oh,
the who chromosomes?
Did he get that right?
It's just for the guys.
Okay.
It's just for the guys.
Just for dudes. All right. Bring it on. Dude question.
Okay.
Sit this one out, ladies.
Yes, it isn't out, ladies.
Just for the XYs.
All right. Yeah. So. I think this is. I think anyway. It's not for y'all. It's for the women's.
Oh, no!
You said the XY chromosomes.
You always get that backwards.
You said XY chromosomes. So
okay.
That's
so who
males.
Am I talking about?
It's for the XX chromosomes, Spike.
All right. So how would y'all feel?
Terrible.
Yeah, you probably would. Okay. Anyway, the story that caught my eye was this 78-year-old man in Texas was arrested because this woman avoided or nullified his advances. The guy.
Yeah, you
Wait
need
a minute.
To explain more than that.
He said, "Yeah, that's all you need to know."
You can't get arrested for being rejected.
Hey, babe, would you like to go out?
No.
You're under arrest for even asking.
Damn.
Put on your bracelet. No more internet for you.
Yeah, Robert Scott.
Oh,
Robert Scott. He was at a hotel at the DoubleTree Hotel in. What did I say it was?
Texas.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm going to change that. It was in Louisiana.
Oh, all right. Okay. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Deep in the bayou.
Yeah, well, he approached this woman and asked her out on a date. He said, hey, you look like a model. We should go out. Hmm. I can treat you real well. Well, this lady said.
That's pretty smooth the way he presented
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Damn.
This lady said, no, thank you. I have a boyfriend.
Oh.
Well.
The end.
No, Robert was a little upset about that.
Okay.
Upset she has a boyfriend?
That she rejected his proposals.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he became so offended that he unfastened and unbuckled his pants, put his underwear down, and showed her where he was split in the back. Showed him. He mooned her.
Okay.
So that might be a problem.
That should have got him a date.
That should have got him a date. Now.
So he wasn't arrested because he was rejected. He was
arrested
for showing his ass.
Yeah.
Well, only because he was rejected.
How do we know he wasn't going to do that regardless?
Yeah, maybe that was just a setup.
Oh, yeah.
To moon her.
She may have said, let's go out, and he might have mooned her anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, where Robert Scott said, hey, you look like a model. Well, this woman was at the DoubleTree Hotel at a modeling convention.
Oh, well, that's good. All right.
A modeling convention.
Yeah, she was already
at the DoubleTree. That's where they have them.
Yeah.
That's where the models get together.
Yeah.
The network.
Well, this is good.
This is great advertising for the DoubleTree.
DoubleTree, yes.
That's okay. Where we
have the big reception at the Denny's next door.
Okay, well, here's the terrible.
I would like to invite the listening public to look up this guy's mugshot.
Oh, yeah?
You guys want to see it?
Well,
no.
I see it. He doesn't look.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
He looks okay.
It's pretty funny.
He looks
a little surprised.
Yeah, that's not a flattering photo of
him. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well,
although he's what I would expect to see hanging around a modeling convention at the DoubleTree, though.
Well, the catch of it is the woman was 29 years of age.
Okay. Why is that a catch?
78.
He was 78 years old. Now, my question to the XY chromosomes.
That to the men?
Men?
Yeah.
No.
Hit us.
Yes. XY is men.
X is girls.
Okay, so who don't know that?
Here's how you remember
it. You're the only one.
You are the only one in the world that insists on getting it wrong.
Here's a little trick that'll help you remember it. You ready?
Listen.
XY chromosomes are men.
Good trick.
Thanks.
Wow.
Kind of a
mnemonic thing.
Yeah, the memory device. Mnemonic. Yeah, it'll help you.
Wonder why all the education I had didn't tell me that way.
Because they don't teach you. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
No.
Oh, boy.
I don't think it actually was.
Oh,
it was just a little ring.
Almost. We nearly got a caller.
Oh.
Okay, so back to the 78-29. Is that wrong?
What?
What it did? Was it wrong?
Yeah.
What part of it are you asking about?
Should he have
the mooning?
The mooning. Should he have mooned?
The fact that he asked her out. What exactly?
Should
are you
there be a modeling convention at the DoubleTree?
You need to be a little more clear.
If you were the model, would you be offended?
Thank you, voice.
That a 73-year-old 78-year-old dude asked me out. I don't think I'd be offended, but
but then if you rejected him and he mooned you.
If then he dropped his drawers, then I would be very offended.
What did he think was going to happen? Like,
I don't, Chelsea? You know.
Seeing as how I have been both mooned and asked out by a 78-year-old man.
Hey, maybe it is you.
I would be offended.
Oh, you
send
were?
Him to the slam.
Oh, he sent him with, don't know why Wi-Fi for him either, huh?
Did he think that, okay, I asked her out, she said no, I'll moon her, and she's going to go, oh, well, okay, now.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, now I will go with you, of course.
I promise to pull your pants up.
That, I like what you're working with.
Then I'll pull you up.
Some of that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't see anything wrong with it myself.
Because you're a 78-year-old man who hangs out the DoubleTree.
Where the modeling conventions are.
Right.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with modeling people go to the 70.
I think modeling is a euphemism for something else.
Yeah, I have a feeling that she's right.
Oh, and
model.
Ask him to go out with is a euphemism, too.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, hold on. You might open up a can of worms over there, Princess Brown. What are you saying? You think that maybe that was a
lady of the
massage parlor?
Yes. Happy ending.
Well, then, if that's the case, then he should not be arrested. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Be more funny.
Be more funny.
More funny.
it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, you know who it is.
Be more funny. Be more funny.
Okay.
Well, SpongeBob said the moon can be mesmerizing.
We've ever got.
The moon can be mesmerizing, right?
Yeah.
Said that?
SpongeBob.
The moon can be mesmerizing. Okay.
Mesmerizing.
Whoa.
And as you said, you threw a little monkey into the wrenches of the wrenches that it could have been a massage parlor.
Yeah,
a massage parlor.
Yeah, really.
An unlicensed professional sex worker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lady of the night.
Yeah.
So she was wrong for rejecting him because that's what they do, right?
Nope. Still a business. She still has a right to refuse.
Yeah. No shirts, no shirts, no service.
We reserve the right to serve.
Right. We reserve the right to refuse service. Refuse
right,
service.
Right of refusal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, then Robert Scott, as Princess Brown said, off to jail with you with no Wi-Fi.
There you go. Mm-hmm. No Wi-Fi.
And you said what else? Into the steppers.
Slammer. Slammer. It's slang for jail.
It's lawyer talk for jail.
Legalese.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we've stressed this out for a half an hour. So, at the 7:30 hour, we always do some things that we like to call what's twending.
Oh, boy.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
And now it's time for the bit on the Spike on the Mic show where the only good thing is the theme song. It's time for What's Twending.
Yay!
I'm not going to say yay because
please share your enthusiasm for the bit, please. Okay, you guys ready? We're going to talk about What's Twending. And I don't even know. I haven't looked at these in advance, so I'll learn along with you. And we'll start right at the top. Number one. Gene Cernan. Who's Gene Cernan?
Oh, I know.
Astronaut.
He was commander of Apollo 17, and he has just died.
Oh. That's correct. He was the last man to walk on the moon.
Yes.
So that's
Hold on a second. So when he got off the moon, nobody walked there.
Nobody's been there since. All that's up there is
humans have been there since he was on the moon.
There's a flag, really some golf balls, and some old used up robots. That's all that's up there.
It was a soundstage, and
yeah. Francis Ford Coppola, right?
There's softballs up there.
Golf balls.
Oh, golf balls. Yes, golf you're right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So
that's sad.
His last footprint. He'd only got his been to the moon since then.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody else
and
has been
he
up
died.
There.
Okay, well, dang.
I hope he turned the lights off.
Yeah, really.
No one's been up there since.
All right, cool.
Okay, next is Kurt Angle. Who is Kurt Angle, and why is he twending?
Is that the guy that invented the right?
No.
Like right angle.
Yeah, really get it. That was a smart
joke.
Wow,
I do speak Spike.
That was deep, though.
Anybody want a chance, a guess at who Kurt Angle is and
Kurt
why he's 20?
Angle. No, I have no idea.
Kurt Angle is a wrestler who has recently been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's so nice.
I believe.
What was his stage name?
Oh, he went as Kurt Angle. I believe he was an Olympic gold medal winner. And he went right from the Olympics into the pro wrestling.
Oh, he was a real wrestler? They went into the other real wrestling?
I think his character was Olympic gold medal winner. I think that's who he played in the WWE.
That was pretty smart.
So good for him.
Yeah, we'll miss him. We'll miss him.
All right. Rob Schneider.
I've heard of him.
Who is he and why is he twending?
He's
got a movie out?
So what do you say, Princess?
He's an actor.
Saturday Night Live.
He's an actor.
That's as far as I got. Oh.
Who?
Oh, wait, I just looked it up.
No, hold on a second. Billy, you're cheating.
That's a way of getting it right.
I'm totally cheating.
Yeah.
But it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Is Rob Schneider, is he the guy that played...
I have four computers here, and
He played some movie when he's going out with ugly girls, and he was like the bachelor kind of guy.
Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo. Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
So can I read the top headline on Twitter?
Also, if you don't know who Rob Schneider is, he was the Making Copies guy.
That's
Saturday Night Live.
What it says on Twitter is, Rob Schneider, of all people, decides to explain MLK to John Lewis.
Okay, I would laugh. Oh, John Lewis, that's the guy. I know.
Yeah, the civil rights guy. Hello.
Let me tell you why I was confused with the John Lewis thing. Because while we were setting this up here, PW said he went to go see Dr. Lewis. Didn't you say who you'd go see?
Dr. John.
Totally different.
Different
people.
John.
The
only way they might be relative is John Lewis might have gone and seen Dr. John at some point perform. That's the only way they have any connection.
I seriously want to go with Nevermind then. Forget what I just said.
Might be a good idea.
And that's all that's twending right now. Nothing else is twending. Let's return to the show.
Wow.
All right.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you again for that awesome, awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
West Twindy.
Sure. That was great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I have some of Billy's left.
Well, this is the portion of the show when I like to ask your guys' opinion, because you can give me yes or no. PWS, I think I need some music.
Oh. All right, here we go.
Okay.
No, wrong way?
Yeah, I'm going to go in there. This is the portion we like to call Jack or Jackaball.
Oh, boy.
This is when I introduce a person or an activity or a thing.
No, has nothing to do.
We're not playing answer. No. We should bring that game back.
It was
That was a good game.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, because we could end it right away. Just by saying.
All right, Princess Brown, what it is, I'm going to give you an activity. You can tell me whether this is a Jack or a Jackabob. And Jack means it's good. Jackabob means this is an asshole.
If someone is to participate in this activity, they would either be a Jack or a Jackabob.
Okay.
Because, you know, on this show, we like to keep it above ground. We don't like to curse and say shit like that.
Right. Just a second.
Serious. The first activity.
Yes.
A person who practices golf swing with imaginary golf club.
We did this one.
Yeah.
Is that a Jack or Jackabob?
We've already done this one.
Yeah.
What did you guys say?
We
said Jackabob, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, thank God.
Is it Jackabob?
Yes.
Is that Mrs. Brown?
I don't know what
or is Johnny Carson. One of the
like
other.
Like pretending to swing?
Like walking around the office and doing golf swings without a club in his hand.
I guess I'm a Jackabob because that's my life.
that's what she's known for.
That's true. She's going to be a lawyer, and they have to spend a lot of time on the golf course.
That's what she's known
for. Hours, you know, just swinging, golf swings.
Right?
Yeah.
How about this?
Boy, she's got that down.
Is this a Jack or a Jackabob? A person who wears their new shoes out of the shoe store. Jack or Jackabob? We go around the room. PWs?
It's neither. It's me. Yeah.
So,
because I only buy shoes if my shoes are completely shot.
Yeah.
So you go to
I really need shoes when I buy them, and then I walk out with them on.
You walk in the stride right, get your shoes, try them on, and walk out. I mean, pay less.
I do pay. And throw out the old, hey, can you
take care of
these
for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why else would you go to a shoe store?
Okay, so
you need shoes.
You go with Jack or Jackabob.
Oh, Jack.
Jack, okay.
I'm with PW. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Miss Billy?
Absolutely Jack.
Yeah.
There's no issues with that. Why would you be an asshole for walking into a shoe store with brand new
Because
shoes?
You're showing off to people like, look, I can have two pairs of shoes at the same time. Look at me.
Oh, no, I threw them
away. You don't have to
shake your shoulders. All right, voice of reason?
Well, one reason why it's not a good idea is because once you buy a pair of shoes, if you scuff up the bottoms of them, you can't take them back. So it's a good idea when you buy a pair just to wear them around the house.
Why would you take them back?
On the carpet. And well, you might not like them later on. I mean, you wear them around the house in the carpet.
You like them enough to buy them.
It might depend on the shoes.
They might hurt your feet later on. I mean,
they're going to suddenly start hurting your feet after you tried them on already?
SpongeBob said something in the chat room that made me think it might have to do with what kind of shoes it is. Because what if they're Crocs?
Oh,
Jackabob. Jackabob.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, did you ever finish
bottoms of the soles, you should take them home and wear them around the house.
Why don't you just walk on your hands and then never scuff up the soles?
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, never buy shoes for that matter, since you're walking on your hands.
Well, why would you return shoes if you never bought them?
Don't you want to test your shoes out before you commit to...
Yeah, you walk around the store with them and look at them in the mirror. They have the mirrors that are angled for that reason, so you can do that.
What you doing, Dr. Kappa?
Prance around and look at mirrors while you're in the...
Yeah, prance.
All right.
Why would you
moving
prance?
On.
What kind of shoes
moving.
Are you buying?
Moving on.
I just don't think you should be prancing around the store like
that. So, Jack or Jackabob?
It's a shoe store. You have to prance.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Jackabob.
Jackabob.
All right. Princess Brown, Jack or Jackabob?
call me Princess Brown Jackabob because now I prance, I wear shoes, I wear them around the mall, and I say, nah, take them back.
Yeah.
Give me a different shoe.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to try them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scuffed and everything.
This is crazy talk.
Because yeah, you really. Leave the building, you can still take them back. It doesn't matter how much you scuffed them. You didn't leave the building.
And shoe workers don't care.
Hold on a second. Not scuffing. The thing is, do you wear your shoes, brand new shoes, out the store?
Yes. I go in the store. I say, mm-hmm. Oh, I like those. I'm
wear them around right the mall now. A little
and
bit.
You walk out there.
No, these don't work. Take them back.
At least you don't take them out on the pavement.
Oh, okay.
All right. How about this?
How about you walk down to the next shoe store, buy another pair of shoes, wear those out of the store. By the time you left the mall, you've worn six pairs of shoes.
Jack or Jackabob?
What Clark just said?
Yeah.
I might have to switch to Jackabob. Yeah.
This was a little late. I wouldn't do this last year, but mentioning you finish your Christmas shopping early. Jack or Jackabob?
Pretty sure we've done this one, too.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
We said Jack.
A Bob. I'm going to be on the Abob.
Jack Abob.
Why don't we have new Jack Abob activity?
Because I didn't think I deleted the ones I thought we hadn't talked on.
You drove here not thinking we were going to have a show?
Being as how I don't even Christmas shop, so I think you're a Jack. Because that's just a nice thing to do, to buy stuff for people for Christmas. I don't do it, but
that's really not what nice the question is.
The topic is
mentioning
that you finished Christmas shopping early.
It's bragging that you finished your Christmas shopping in September.
I know, but how can anybody so nice as to buy other people gifts be a jack?
Are you saying this because somebody bought you some new T-shirts that don't have mustard stains and holes in them?
Yeah.
Nice.
And are in another color than gray?
You wish.
All right, Princess Brown, Jack or Jackabob?
I don't actually remember which one is good or which one is bad.
Jack is good.
Jackabob is bad and Jack is good?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's Jackabob.
That is Jackabob.
That's Jackabob.
All right, thank you. I believe that's Jackabob.
I don't even
want
to hear about your Christmas shopping unless you gave me something.
In which case, just give me the present. Don't even talk about
right,
it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I bought this 5 months ago.
Yeah. Look what I bought. Yeah. So who cares what you bought?
I would just rather have had the new model, but thank you.
Hey, these shoes are scuffed.
All righty.
Yay.
And the last Jack or Jackabob is owning a large aquarium in your house.
This one, too.
Yep, sure did.
All right, how about this one?
Okay.
Past, present, future.
we're definitely
mostly the past.
Jack or Jackabob.
We have some new listeners today, so they probably didn't hear the.
Oh, they didn't hear. There you go. We got just because you guys are. We have new people. What Princess Brown just said.
What about the people that?
Excuse me, that's Dr. Princess Brown.
Get it right.
I got to check my notes. All right, let's do this one.
Can we do this show again next week?
We probably will. We will.
Yeah. I want to say. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is probably going to be a Jackabob.
Okay.
All right.
Unanimously.
Unanimously.
Put an M in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Wearing a hat with a letter on it.
Jackabob.
No. Yeah. I'm sorry. Jack. Hello.
Most hats have letters on them.
Yeah. That's what you
are. Okay.
Yeah.
Wearing a hat. Only wearing only
no,
a hat
no, I'm gonna
with a
say,
letter on
I'm going to say only wearing a hat
else?
With one S on it.
Yes,
the Jackabob. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to get arrested. Just like that 73-year-old guy.
Put some pants on, buddy.
I wear hats with letters on them.
Yeah.
F-S-U. You know, what's wrong with that?
That's Jackabob.
That's Jackabob.
F-S who?
F-S-U. Yeah, really. F-S what?
F-S-U.
That is not a Jackabob movement, wearing only a hat with an S on it.
Unless you're playing for the Seattle Mariners, wearing a hat with an S on it, Jackabob move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we want to give a shout-out. Lake City is in the house. I see you out there, Lake City. All right, well, then let's move on into topic changing music.
I'm not doing that bit anymore. Tired of doing the racist accent. So back to the old topic changing music voice.
All right, this next topic here I have, which is pretty much I'm making it up as I go.
Yay! No, stop.
Okay,
what?
Okay,
come
I'll stop. And this is something that we really weren't supposed to talk about, but we will.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's do that.
This can't be good.
In Bristol County, Massachusetts.
Yeah?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Sheriff Thomas Hogsgun.
What? What? I don't understand one word you just said.
Hodgson. H-O-D-G-S-O-N.
Hodgson.
He's the Massachusetts sheriff, and he says that he is willing to lend all his prisoners if the president-elect would like to build a wall. He would lend his prisoners as laborers to help build that thing. Now,
I don't think that's within his jurisdiction.
My question to the riffraff in the shipping containers, if he could pull this off, with go through all the legalities and things like that, this is free labor.
Sure.
What say?
There's a word for that. It's not, free.
Don't say it in February or today.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what it is.
What say you? Do you? Are you for or against it?
I have a dream today.
I am against it as anything other than what it really is, which is the S word that I'm not allowed to say. Why can't I say the S word?
Slavery.
Yeah.
It's a form of slavery. Of course it's not allowed. That's stupid.
Wow, you just got mad about it. Why can't I say it?
Why was I not allowed to say it? I don't get it.
Because it was it's Martin Luther King Day.
Oh. Yeah, but it's not advocating for it. It's if anything, I'm speaking against it. Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't.
Why not?
Why does he think he can even do that? Hey, here, I've got some slaves. I'll come over and we'll help you do your project.
They're prisoners. They're not slaves.
Let's not call them slaves.
What he's talking about. He's talking about using them as slave labor. Free. I'm presuming they're not getting paid.
Prisons have been privatized, so technically he can consider them to be his own.
All right, but here's the thing.
But employees.
Not employees. Property.
Helpers. They're helpers.
Here's the thing. I'm a prisoner now.
Three-fifths.
I'm a prisoner in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Now they send me to build the wall. I'm in Texas. See ya.
That's true.
That's
Yeah. Once he's in Texas, is he a free man?
Yeah.
No, isn't that like he's going north?
No, but he
but he's out of
he was a prisoner
where he was incarcerated.
So there's no he's no longer under Massachusetts jurisdiction.
Can't transport slaves
he's
across state
Texas.
Lines.
Okay, first of all, they're not slaves.
They kind of are slaves.
Sure.
Okay, so how about this?
When you make somebody work and you don't give them money, there's a word for that, and it rhymes with slaves. Because it's slaves.
That's okay. True. Because most
pretty much
where inmates work, they actually get pennies a day, but they do actually
the credits or whatever.
Yeah. All right. So how about this?
What do they call it? Books. Put money on the books.
Yeah, that's on the
canteen. Yeah, they have an account. Yeah.
So let's say if they say
some people here watch Orange Is the New Black.
Some people have been in jail.
Yeah, really.
So that's that.
So aside from learning and perfecting a construction skill, these people will also know how to
build walls.
Yeah, they're contributing to the community and to the United States as a whole.
So after they build the wall in Texas, then they go back to Massachusetts and they get out of jail and they can get a job building walls.
Well, I mean, that's going to be
because that's a huge industry.
Yeah, well, you can if you want to make a house, you need a wall.
Because Canada's
a wall.
Yeah, really.
Canada should have built their wall already.
Yeah.
All right,
they were
so
smart.
Shipping container riff raps. Voice of reason. What say you?
Well, at first I was against it, but listening to your logic, you know, people learning how to do things.
They learn skills technology.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for the prisoners. I don't know. It would be great for the taxpayers. They're going to have to pay for transportation all the way down to the border. But for the prisoners.
No, they'll make the prisoners build a bus that they have to ride down in back.
No, I think that man named Noah is dead. He already did
I think it would be great for – if I were in a Massachusetts prison, I'd love to go down to Mexico, especially this time of year,
and build a wall. You're going to be on America's side.
I actually kind of wish you were in Massachusetts prison.
It's warm down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cold in Massachusetts right now.
So Doctor,
good point. Good point.
Dr. Like Princess Brown?
It's like a winter vacation in the tropics.
Boy, you have a skewed version of what the prison system's like.
Dr. Princess Brown?
I have a question. So if your employer told you, hey, by the way, forget everything that you're supposed to be doing here. We're going to go build a wall now. Go ahead.
You yes. for it? Okay, hold on a second. You guys
to learn stuff because you don't know anything about building walls. You get to learn stuff. I assume you don't know anything about.
I'm in jail for hacking.
But I'm not asking you about you being in jail. I'm asking you about your employer.
Yeah, you're in there now.
No, these are prisoners.
Right, but you made the assumption or the connection that these people, that the being in prison is like their job.
Right, and like the warden's the boss. So if your boss suddenly pulls you off of whatever your job is and says,
yes,
this is what we're going to go do now.
That's what you do.
Doesn't the warden say, hey, you go outside and run around in the yard for an hour and get back in the cage?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they word it that way, but
but it happens. So
it ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting.
Billy.
Yes.
Nah. You incarcerated.
Nah. No, I'm not.
False.
Yeah. Yeah.
False. Let's assume you're incarcerated.
Okay. All right. So hypothetically,
and so the warden says we need you to go and sew some flags. Okay, I don't know why I made it.
Betsy Ross.
What is that?
Yeah, Betsy Ross. Okay.
Okay, we need you to go build some walls.
So
you
how
can't
many,
say no, Rihanna.
How many canteen dollars am I going to get?
We give
for
you.
That?
We give you one day off
no,
your.
No, I can't.
One day
no
off your
that.
Prison time.
Well, actually,
every feet of wall you build a mile.
I don't know if they can say no to that. I don't.
So this is a get. They can get out free.
No, but you mm-hmm. get a yeah. day off your sentence for every Goodness. Mile that you work on
That's
the wall.
Real life.
This is kind of like
no,
real life. Yeah, good
he's
time.
He's making stuff.
This doesn't need no, a Spike to totally, Peace theater.
He's totally making
That's stuff. Game time. This is a real thing.
Right, game time is for real.
We don't need to Spike to Peace theater this, but real quick, you're the warden, I'm the prisoner. You tell me that I have to go build a wall.
Hey, boy. Okay, I shouldn't say boy.
That was good, no.
Yeah, keep going.
Hey, boy, we going outside to build this wall.
No. Now what?
Yeah.
Stay in cold mess.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to put me in extra jail?
you yes. can stay
I'm already in jail.
That's called
ice
solitude.
Cold Massachusetts with no heat in your cell and just.
Oh, okay. So I'm down in Texas with the blistering sun doing slave labor. This is better.
Yeah. Okay. It's better. I think you'd enjoy
it. You can't tell the people really that run the jail no.
Yes, you can.
Sure, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, like, you can.
Then they put you in like.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, there's repercussions, but you can still say no.
You can say
and
no.
Absolutely, fix your mouth to say no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You stay in this cell.
Right.
No.
Yeah, really. You're not getting out till 2017.
No, I'm leaving right now.
I didn't say that. I just said I'm not going to Texas. So what do you do with me?
Then I beat you up. I'm sorry.
I don't think you're allowed to beat prisoners.
Yeah, I don't think
you're not allowed to
like
beat.
Oh,
Yeah. Can you cut that out?
I think there'd be plenty of people
like
willing to go and work on that wall.
Why are you so eager to go down there and build a wall, Steve?
I want to do something. I'm tired of sitting in this rotten cell. It's ice cold here. I hate it. The lights are dim. The food's lousy. I hear that down at the wall building, we get good food. It's warm. It's nice.
I get to
do something.
Steve seems to think that he's a character in the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
I want to go. Take me. Please take me to Arizona.
I want to go to the wall building.
Or New Mexico, I mean.
Or Texas.
New Mexico or Texas or California.
Andy,
or California.
No.
And
sounds
it
great
no.
to me.
All right, well, all right. I
keep an eye.
I almost thinking that it's a pretty good thing. I think that it's okay. It's we get labor. And I want to call it free because you guys are all go slave ship on me.
Yeah.
But those guys, we're paying for them.
Go slave ship? Is that, you just invented that term?
I was hoping nobody would catch that.
Go slave ship on you?
Just nothing he says is uncaught.
That's my job. I'm the drain filter.
Yeah.
Work is not cruel and unusual punishment. Mm.
There you go, and you in
know
prison.
What? You're cruel
Hard
and unusual.
Labor
in
world.
All right. Well, listen, we gotta go ahead. Cause we've been having so much fun. We gotta go ahead and run this round here. So, PW, right. What stuck with you tonight?
Oh, that we're slaving and doing.
Okay. See.
Yay.
Now, if I would have said that, y'all would have laughed.
Yes.
Yes.
And I laughed at him when he said it inside.
All right, Dr.
Quietly.
Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way to bring it home. All right. Voice of Reason.
What about Billy?
He skipped me.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't.
Shut up, Billy.
Yes, he did.
No, not allowed to speak.
Yes.
No, you guys are.
I'm
yes,
sitting
y'all,
in
y'all,
between.
You know what? If you weren't a prisoner
two of them
in Massachusetts.
Are in my peripheral
actually,
vision.
I got to sit between two very beautiful women tonight.
Oh, stop it.
Yes. That was stuck with you?
Stop it.
Yes.
That right. Lieutenant Slammer.
All right. All right. Yes. And now one of our regulars who's going to get paid tonight is the. Lovely and talented Billy. What stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me was that this show is a little disorganized.
No.
It used to be organized?
No.
Never has been.
She didn't say that.
Yeah. The fry is stuck to me. The fry. They stuck to me.
They will. Yeah.
And we have been treated with the Dr. Somebody Princess. What's it called?
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Princess Brown.
The divine, delightful Dr. Princess Brown. We would like to thank you for coming on the Spike on the Mic show. You are more than welcome for us to come stick a microphone in your mouth at any time, whenever you're not doing stuff and bringing us
cookies.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, What's stuck with you tonight on the Spike on the Mic show?
Apparently, slave labor is okay as long as someone's benefiting from it.
That
is true.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I am Spike on the Mic show. Like I say, what's stuck with me tonight is the fact that you guys don't like 78-year-old man mooning models.
Right.
Hashtag.
Quote, unquote.
Hashtag models.
26-year-old men?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I'm okay with wind jamming you millenniums for getting my internets out of here.
Millenniums.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wind jamming. That is so apropos.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
Wow, I am really impressed. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I was deep breath.
Serious. Yes. And if you in prison, you've given up your rights to do stuff. That's why you in prison, because you did something wrong. Go out there and contribute to the community.
Yeah, do something right.
Help us get it right. So with that, and somebody asked, where is Bill Smots? Bill Smots, he is under the weather right about now. He has a temporia. That is really hoping is helping.
I hope it fries up okay.
That's exactly what I thought.
Is it like the Asian shrimp tempura?
Yeah, I love that stuff. It got stuck in his voice. I want to give a big shout out. Thank you to Lake City, Billy Girl, and me, and SpongeBob.
You know, Billy Girl is me, right?
Hurry back, Bill. Hurry back, Bill Schmutz.
Because that was me in there. So
I didn't know. Okay, how about Marco Balls? I mean, Meatball Marks.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, don't unplug yet because we have to do this tonight. This is the Spike on the Mic show.
Be more funny,
and we're out. One.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the Parliament.